Well, you've been following, I hope, the Banxo story, and the Banxo story has taken a lot of Chris Stein's time over the last few months. Essentially, just for background, there were deepfake ads featuring Johann Rupert, Elon Musk, even Nikki Oppenheimer saying, hey, invest your money here, great place to go to. This has all been exposed. The Financial Services Conduct Authority has intervened. We had earlier this week a whistleblower who told us about the experience that he'd had. Even though Banxo has been suspended from trading, it seems as though the same people, a clone has now come up called Afri Markets. And then we spoke with Gerard van Deventer from the Financial Services Conduct Authority, who was very outspoken at how this needs to be addressed. And in the course of this week, we received a letter from a lady. We're just going to call her Claire. Claire, nice to have you with us, and thank you for sharing your story with us. I'm sure many people will benefit from it.
Morning. Yes, hi. Thanks for having me and being able to express what I've gone through in the past 2 weeks. It's quite overwhelming.
Let's start at the beginning. How did you get to be exposed to Banxo in the first place?
So I had a sort of a lull in period of work. And in that lull, there's been a lot of hype about investing in stocks, a lot on TikTok and a lot on all of these things about, you know, trying to start investing and invest your money and don't let it sit there and waste. So I thought to myself, well, while I'm sitting here, and work is super quiet, I've gone online and YouTube and been researching and trying to find out more about how to go about trading. And then I came across Easy Equities, and I sort of went in and delved a little bit with the Easy Equities, and which are all safe options. I mean, I did a lot of research in it. And in all of this process and this growth, I all of a sudden was on Facebook. Now I'm like become familiar with a few terms like NASDAQ and all these different things. So on Facebook, I see this Elon Musk advert, and basically just saying, we'll help you trade, you know, come and join us. And it's very convincing. So I thought, you know, this is interesting. So I clicked on it. And the next thing you know, obviously put in your details if you would like to just find out more. And I got a phone call within about 5 minutes from a Mr. Abrahams. I think it's Tahir Abraham. And within 5 or 10 minutes, he had convinced me that this is such an incredible platform. He says he's absolutely unbelievable. These guys have been trading for 20, 30 years. All they do is they hold your hand and they teach you how to trade. He said that there is absolutely zero chance of loss because they've been doing it forever. They're in the money-making business. So I'm like, okay. He says, listen, all you need to do is, for now, just deposit 4,500 rand. If you do that now, in the next sort of 2 hours, we'll give you a bonus of 1,500 rand. So I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I'm actually ready right now. I'll maybe do a little bit more research. So then he went on to tell me how they have got head offices in Sea Point. You can pop in at any time and go and have a cup of coffee with them. Their doors are always open. So I'm like, okay, now you're making it sound a little bit more convincing. And he says, let me tell you, I'm going to do it with you over the phone, and you can do a pay link right now as we're talking. And the next thing I know, I've invested 5,000 rand, and it's done. So I'm like, okay. He says, tomorrow morning, you'll have a success manager who will phone you, and he's the guy who's going to hold your hand through the process. The next morning, success manager phoned me, and his name was Ali, or they call him, yeah, Ali, Amiros, and he was my success manager. And after talking to me for about half an hour, telling me how he's from Joburg and he's been doing this forever and all I need to do is trust him. He's going to show me how to trade. He'll tell me when to put in, when to take out, stop loss, all these things. He says, like, just don't worry, but I'm actually going to ask you, you need to put in 50,000 rand because 5,000 rand, we're going to do it nowhere. You know, if we want to make some money, then let's put in 50,000 rand. So now that was, the first deposit was the 17th. The 19th, I put in 50,000 rand. And so obviously on the 18th, he did like 4 trades, which showed a profit of like 5,000, 8,000, 3,000. So on the 19th, when he approached me about this 50,000 rand, I was like, okay, yeah, I've seen we can make profit. You've held my hand amazingly. So let's go with 50. And the next thing I know, we do a couple of trades and there's profit. And you're looking at like, all of a sudden there's 17,000 and there's a profit of like 20,000. And so then all of a sudden there was this, I think it was at Iran, and there's the bombs exploding and all the rest. So he phoned me, he says, listen, we've got an opportunity. We can invest in crude oil right now. With what's going on, you've got it. But I need 100 or 200K, nothing less. If we're going to make this work, we've got to do it now. So I'm like, he goes, we've got a chance now. It's like happening in the next half an hour. Are you ready? So I'm like, okay. So I put in 100,000 Rand. And he then phones me back that afternoon and he says, listen, actually, we need more. So this pushing attitude. So then another guy, Alex, basically phones me and he says, now, listen, this is all happening. Ollie's very busy. You know, we've got it. We need another 100,000. Can you do another 100,000? So you get overwhelmed. And the next thing they say to you, you put in another 100,000. Tomorrow morning, you can withdraw everything and you leave in only your profit. So this escalates and this pushy effect carried on for 4 days. Where on the last day, the promise then was NASDAQ. And then he all of a sudden was sitting next to a guy and he says, listen, I've got a guy next to me, Chris, and he deals only with the multimillionaire guys who've got their obviously massive accounts with us. And he's just saying, if you can have 800,000 in your account, then with our bonuses, then he will trade with you for NASDAQ. And I put in the last bit of my money. So by now I'd put in 1 week, 458,000 Rand, which was every last cent that I own. And the next morning I wake up to no phone calls, nothing. So I anxiously just thought, I think I know what's happened, that this is a scheme. So I have not slept now for days. Like it's become a whirlwind. I don't think anyone can actually understand what goes on because I hadn't told my partner and it all happened so quickly. He was in Durban installing a gym at Hilton College. And so I just realized that, something's happened. So I climbed in my car and my youngest daughter was home and I just said, do you need to drive me? We need to find these people. So I go to the head office, which is supposedly in Strand Street. And there is nothing there. There's just a plaque. So I go outside and there's just a security guard. He says, no. There's nobody here. You have to have a meeting. So I just said, oh, somebody needs to phone me. I'm not moving. So eventually, 45 minutes later, somebody phones me from Bankso, and it was an Alex who just started shouting at me saying, what is your problem? Why are you there? So I said, I just need to withdraw all my money. I need to get out of here. Something feels wrong. And he says, no, this is not how you go about it. I don't know why you started trading in the first place if you don't know what you're doing. So I said, well, that's what I did. I've emailed, I've WhatsApped, I've phoned. There is nobody you can phone. Nobody replies to an email. There's a call line that is in another country. And I just sent messages saying, please, I'm over my head. I can't do this. I can't sleep. I'm nauseous. It's just been going on for 2 weeks where I think I just felt suicidal. So I drove home. And Ollie phones me and he says he'll set up in a meeting with the head office in Foreshore. Eventually, I get a meeting with them. I'm not sure the date, but it was a Friday. And my daughter came with me and I get there and after a while struggling to get in, eventually they let me up to the eighth floor. And then there is a platform of black traders. It's very funky. There's a whole lot of traders. It's noisy. And I meet these two guys who take me to an office and then they sit down and explain the company is completely legitimate. I've got nothing to worry about. He looked at my account and says, don't worry about your account. It's absolutely fine. He says, yes, I instantly closed whatever trades when I thought that this was a complete scam. So I just closed it all down because I thought I just need to get out of here. So he says, don't worry, your account looks amazing. Are you happy with Ollie as your investment manager? So I said, yeah, he's great. I said, I've just been pushed and shoved and petrified. And I don't think you understand that this is overwhelming because this is not a field that I am experienced in. And I just feel I'm just over my, it's just too big for me. So he He says, don't worry. We've got you. We've got you. Ollie is going to hold your hand. You don't need to listen to anybody but Ollie. So he phones me as I get home that evening. And he just says to me, I hear you want to withdraw all your money. So I said, I really do. So he just said, listen, we're not going to withdraw your money right now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make, you've lost 68,000 rand. I'm going to make that 68,000 rand for you now. Tomorrow morning, once you've made that 68, you can just withdraw all your money and you can have peace of mind. So I said, wow, okay, that would be amazing. So leave it to me, leave it to me. So they basically, you get into the platform and they'll say to you, as Trading Central says, you should invest in crude oil on the buy. And I would suggest that you put in so many lots. And then you go, and then he'll say to you, now just press buy or sell. So then you go ahead. And then he'll say, right, the next one we're going to do is we're going to trade in USD against the ZAR. And this one's going to be a sell. And I want you to trade 4 lots. And every lot you trade is where they make their money. They make their money on the lots that you put in. The next thing I know, 3 days later, everything's just running at a 200, minus 200, minus 150, minus 80. It goes up and down all day long. It goes up and then it goes down. And it was Friday afternoon. My mum was staying with me and I get a call to say that my free margins are too little. If I don't put another 200,000 rand in immediately, then I might as well just say goodbye to my money. So I said to him, I don't have another 200,000. He says, well, go to the bank and loan, go to a friend. He goes, it's not my problem. I need you to go and find the 200,000 and invest it right now. I said to him, I can't. There is nothing more I can do. At this stage, I'm like, there is nothing more I can do. I'm WhatsApping, I'm messaging, I'm asking, can please somebody from Cape Town just get hold of me? Is anybody, just talk to me, tell me what are my options? So 3 hours later that evening, I got a phone call from the Alex who says, listen, what we're going to do is we're going to trade against one of your trades. So if you've got a buy, we're going to do a sell to try and create more free margin, which they do, which spirals completely out of control. Trading closed on the weekend. So Monday morning, I wake up and I can't get hold of anybody. Tuesday, I'm told everything is absolutely fine. My account looks fine. Don't worry. Ride the wave. You'll be fine. On Wednesday, I think it's the 16th and the 17th, I wake up to an email saying your account's been closed. So that's 17th of October. And so I woke up to realizing that every single cent that I've ever saved in my life is gone and that my account is closed and there is nobody. I can't get hold of anybody. My father happened to be here overnight. This was my daughter's birthday before. And I went to go and admit to him what's just happened. And obviously, I need to phone my partner to let him know that I've just lost every cent. It happened so fast, so quickly that I didn't know how to tell anyone because it just was so out of control. So from there, I just phoned everyone. I phoned Discovery Bank. I obviously reported fraud. I went to the police station, reported a fraud case. I got hold of FSCA. I put a case in with them. I got hold of reporters. I think it's a rake for NECAC. I emailed every possible newspaper. I have just done everything I can in my power to try and, one, get hold of these people, two, find out what I can do, and three, get this out there for other women or people who will get affected by this in such a short, rapid space of time. Once you've got 50,000, 100,000, 10,000 in, you cannot get it out. It's just, there is nobody to help you. There is nobody. They are so convincing. It is so incredible how clever they are. The manipulation is unbelievable. It's like a whirlwind. And before you know it, you're in so deep and they have you. And there was a moment when he says, just find another 200,000. I was thinking like, do I actually approach somebody like my dad? And then I realized, just stop. And yeah, here I sit today, talking to you and realizing that I need to borrow rent so that I can cover my expenses right now. So I just now need to find a way to get through this and make sure that somehow we put a stop to this, because it is affecting hundreds of people and to such a great, you know, I can't explain, but I mean, to the point of actually suicidal, and it's just, it's overwhelming. So yeah, I have a case number and that's where I sit today. And yeah, thank you for hearing my story. I'm a little bit nervous, so I don't know if I got it all out there, but that is basically what happened to me in a matter of basically 3 weeks.
Claire, thank you for sharing that with us and being so articulate and actually logical in the way that you unpacked it. It cannot be easy when you're in a situation like you're in. What I can say to you is that many, many people will hear this. Many, many people will be protected by this. And only because you came out will others perhaps not fall into the same trap. I mean, the awful high-pressure salesmanship in the financial services industry, sadly, is not a new thing. Boiler rooms like this exist all over the world, and they prey on the trusting and often the innocent, who are then convinced, because they don't know enough about the particular subject, to follow along with what they're being advised by these so-called experts. We thank you very much again, Claire, for sharing that story with us. And I think that if there's one thing that you can take, that is that, yes, it's a terrible experience, but on the other hand, you have no idea how many other people you will be helping and saving from having a similar issue. That was Claire unveiling some more insights into the Bankso story. We've been following this in the past week. I can assure you that we're not letting go, and I'm delighted that my former colleagues at MoneyWeb are doing the same thing. Well done, guys, over there. It is a public service at the end of the day that one is in when you're in the media business, and we're here to serve you. And in a case like this, it is something that the more people who know about it, the less the miscreants can play their dirty games. I'm Alec Hogg. It's been my pleasure to be with you again for the Biz News Briefing, and look forward to the next time.